And welcome back to the long-awaited episode 10, David and Dan Talk. Dan, how are you doing?
You really good? Is this episode 10?
Episode 10, my man.
Oh fuck, it only took us what, when was the first one? Like 2 3 years ago?
The first one was June 1st, 2018, my man.
Shit.
2018, young bucks, two young bucks making their fucking millions in the podcast industry, and look how far we've come.
Well, I don't really count that first
Just
one. I don't really count that first one because
no, we
the
no.
next one was like a year later.
Yes, it was May 2019 that we did episode two, George and Bong. And
That's one of my favorites.
which really that was like the second album, quite difficult to do, but ultimately paved the way for what came next,
I
which
think it was
was
I think yeah, I think among the Uzbekistani listeners, it's been described as a cult classic, or maybe due to their thick accents, they were trying to say fucking shit acid. I don't know,
cunt classic.
cunt classic. Yeah, they were like fucking cunt listening.
Classic. I don't know what Uzbekistanis even sound like, to be
Well,
honest.
they got yeah, I don't think it's that, but they speak Russian, so
Yeah,
I imagine.
your audio is a little bit tinny. It's a little bit coming
Oh
across a little bit fucking tinny, but
yeah.
we'll roll with it. We'll roll with it.
Yeah, it's because of the laptop. But what I
Hopefully
thought
you're in
was
the only thing that I'd be concerned about. I mean, I don't care how you sound, as long as you can hear me,
yeah.
and your internet doesn't go out. That's the main thing. That's the main thing for me.
So
But
I was gonna read something off somebody
yeah.
said something.
Fucking hell, mate.
So
Your audio is so bad.
really,
Yeah, you went away. It completely faded away when you're talking there, and then
oh
it's
fuck,
come back.
all right, let's just okay, if it gets really bad we'll start again or something.
I don't know what else have you fucking got to use?
I have nothing.
What are you using right now?
Just a laptop
The
microphone.
laptop microphone itself, right? Okay. Have you not got any headphones with
Yes.
microphones in them? You know what I'm saying? Like headphones with like you could talk over the phone with them.
No, I've got nothing. I've got nothing. I've got if we were back home, if I was back in I'd have something. But what I was going to say was, am I all right now?
What? I can't hear what you said, mate. Your audio completely went.
For fuck's sake, yeah, okay, I don't know what the fuck. All right, let me, okay, right, should we try this again? Let's try this one more time, and this time I'll wear the fucking Bluetooth headphones.
Okay, that's fine. I'll send you another link, mate.
Hello, I'm talking right now. Is that Chris?
Bellissimo.
Bella,
That is good, mate. You can tell I've had some
bella.
Rocky. I've had some fucking knocky me.
About to fucking knock you out.
I'm about to knock you out. Hey.
I'm about to
Yeah, that
fucking
works.
hold you down.
I'll splice that fucking together, mate. You wouldn't even notice that there's two
Oh, really?
parts.
Can you do it? Okay, brilliant. Well, what I was going to say was then, I like to read shit off Reddit sometimes.
You certainly do. You certainly do. What have you
And
got for us?
I actually logged, so I went on my laptop this time because I'm and I it just logged me into my it auto saved by a very old password from my very not very old but like 5 years ago Reddit account. And basically
Yeah.
it's Reddit Tinder, so funny stuff off that,
Of course.
Reddit Europa Universalis, and then just everything else is just porn.
This, yeah,
Just like,
man.
so we've got Reddit, it's just r slash gone wild curvy. and it's just a black woman with her large tits.
Breasts.
What else we got? We got Asians Gone Wild. Would you come fill my tight Korean pussy up? like these are really
yes.
This one's just Lucy Pinder, if you know her from like Nuts magazine back in the day.
Well, yeah, I only got one Nuts magazine, and that was on my like 16th birthday. It was bought for me, you know.
All right, here's one for you. So this is V. This is to do with like pornography. But it's VJB is the initials. What do you think that means?
Very good boobs.
I thought you could say very girthy bulge.
Very girthy bulge.
Which brings us on to our first topic.
Which brings us on to our first topic of the night.
VJB stands for Vintage Gentleman Boner.
So how would you describe a vintage penis? The bush. I would say it's more the bush, if anything, because I think I don't know about you, but when I think about a vintage cock, I always think of like big bush, handlebar mustache. Nothing to do with a cock, I guess, the mustache. But I guess
do you often find yourself thinking about cock?
On and off, really. Today's an on day.
Vintage Gentleman Boners is basically a Reddit where they upload, you know, like the old Playboys and old pinup girls of the past, like Sophia Loren and like, you know, Playboy models from like the 60s, 70s and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I'm just scrolling through. It's Busty Petite. There you go. That's another one.
Busty and Petite. I mean,
yeah, so the caption is, do you like petite girls with big boobs like me? Question mark. And then it's just
yes, I do.
Quite a skinny woman, actually. You can see, like, a bit too skinny, actually. You can see her ribs.
Yeah, too skinny. Oof.
But, yeah, so that is my old Reddit, which is a bit of a blast from the past. Oh, big titty goth girlfriend as well.
Yes. There you go. Well, you had the basics down. I mean, you had all the bases cornered.
And the caption is, make me your girlfriend. I'll send you titty pics all the time. Black all the time. Heart.
That's the dream, baby.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Apparently, I was fucking incel. 6 years ago, well, 5 years.
5 years ago, mate. 5 years ago.
But it was 2 years. It was yesterday.
No, you were talking about fucking Tinder, Reddit, Tinder stories, you know, last year. Like, you must have resubscribed.
No, well, I've got a new. That's the thing. I've got a new account.
Oh, good.
And that's mostly just like ask Reddit. I don't follow any porn. That one.
No. I used to use Tumblr a lot for that sort of stuff until they shut it down because. Tinder, excuse me, if you want fucking saying
Tumblr.
Tumblr, cranked fucking down on their policies were to do with porn and stuff. So a lot of it gets like flagged straight away and taken down. But I must admit, I went on the other day as a sort of I was just really bored and I was like, I realized I still had Tumblr on my phone, so I went on it and my account is still sort of active. And there's still quite a bit of porn on there, actually. There is actually still quite a bit of porn on there if you really, really wanted to see. But most of it's like GIFs and stuff. You can't like post like videos. So, hey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, someone was saying the other day that Reddit is just Reddit. What the fuck? Why can we not say remember Tumblr? Tumblr.
It's fading so out obsolete. Of our memory.
It's so obsolete. We just can't even say it. But Tumblr's, I saw this thing the other day, it's like, Tumblr is like so old and obsolete, there's nothing on it, no one's on it that you know anymore. And it's like, it's great because the social media, where you can just like, look at photos and pictures of your fandom, and there's like hardly any ads, and there's like literally nothing going on there, which makes it really refreshing compared to the other.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's only cool if no one does it, you know, at the end of the day. So,
well, I mean, I guess, but keep in mind, it's still Tumblr, so it's still very much uncool.
it's cool, man.
So to the Swedes who are listening who use Tumblr quite a lot, but.
Yeah, well, I can actually give you some of the stats, because they've upgraded their website. They've upgraded everything, so we're able to see sort of our top episodes. We're able to see listeners, like a graph throughout the podcast performance throughout its entire runtime. So, you know, the ups and downs and everything. So our peak was actually at Roadie for Dodie, which is episode 4, which is sort of mid 2019. We had 15 listeners at that point, apparently, which is absolutely crazy. Thank you very much, everyone who's listening. And our top episode is the first episode, Levi Roots.
That's probably just due to the time.
But that is because we've had that out for so long. We've got 40 plays on that. No idea who's actually listening. And we also got 16, which is the second most, a big drop off. Almost half, 16 plays on Roadie for Dodie, and 14 plays for Gimme's Story, which is a personal favorite of mine. I really did enjoy good old Gimme's Story about is how he got out of the freaking jail. That was pretty crazy.
Fucking of the other episodes.
Excuse me?
You're advertising the episodes.
And if you guys want to catch up on any of those episodes, they're available at Spotify.
You would have had to go out of your way to find this one. So, you know, like you probably know where the others are.
We're available on 7 platforms. We're available Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, and Stitcher. I have no idea what half of those are.
Are you serious? I've never fucking heard of any of those. Stitcher.
I never heard of Breaker or Pocket Casts or Radio Public or Stitcher. Never heard of those. But we're active on all of those. In fact, I'm going to go on fucking Stitcher right now. I'm going to find our podcast and see what the fuck is going on about. So I mean, a lot's happened since fucking hell. Oh, Stitcher, yeah, I know Stitcher. Oh, it's an Australian fucking thing.
Oh man, fucking Aussies are listening.
It's Australian in origin, because like I actually use Stitcher to listen to a load of podcasts back in lockdown, and every time you click on something, it's like playing episode, skipping episode, you know, and you like click next and stuff, and it does that voice. It's quite funny. What's happened in the last 7 months? You know, what's happened in the last 7 months?
Have we, I don't want to talk much about, you know, the obvious elephant in the room.
What, the C words?
Yeah, well, the CV, you know what I mean? I don't want to be showing no one my CV.
Yeah, neither do I. But still, it's the elephant in the room. It's got to be addressed.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, this podcast will age like a fine milk if we.
I was gonna say so
because we've mentioned nothing topical at all in any of the other episodes. We keep it.
Well,
vague,
you know? I don't know. Do you remember the thing that recently happened? The planes crashing into the Twin Towers. That was really fucked up,
bro. Too soon. It did just happen.
This being September, the 18th.
10th.
2001. It happened a week ago, bro.
Mm-hmm. It's still, I can't get still it, raw. Still fresh.
Pattinson. Yeah, Robert Pattinson gave his life in that fire. Nicolas Cage was a firefighter as well, I believe.
I know. I haven't watched that movie, so... maybe I have. I don't know. I think the school put it on. Like, my school put it fucking on. But I never did watch it all the way
Yeah,
through, at least.
I wouldn't really bother. I actually did, for some reason, I did watch the first, pardon me, the first like 30, 40 minutes when they're leading up to the bit. Because you know the plot, he gets stuck in, he goes into one of the towers. And he's like, okay, right, fuck, we gotta get everybody out of
Yeah.
here. And then obviously the other tower goes down, and then he's at the bottom floor. And he's
Yeah,
just like,
best place to be.
well, maybe I'd rather the bottom than the top. Like, goddamn, if you like.
Every inch of you is falling from the bottom to the top. Say, my mama to tell me, watch out for those Taliban. She said, one of them's gonna learn how to fucking fly a plane and slam it into a man.
Yo,
Whoa.
I know it's not their fault, but we're probably gonna bomb Iran.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
My mother is Iranian, by the way, so I can actually, well, it doesn't give me a right to make those jokes, but you on the other hand, white boy, you're in trouble.
what,
Trolls, get him. Get him. Is it
Whoa,
David Turk's address? Is Newcastle.
whoa. You said my last name. What the fuck? Why did you say that?
Mate, do you know how many David Turks
Oh,
there are, mate? You're expendable.
my
There's a million of you.
God. There's probably like fucking like millions in like China or something.
What? Mate, if you
It's a really
die.
popular name. It's a really popular name. Like the both names are really popular.
What in China? David?
Yes.
Well, yeah, go
How
on.
was
What's
speaking of your Iranian heritage, how's Ramadan going for you?
You know what? There's this guy. So there's this website over here because I'm living in Austria right now, and there's a website called Willhaben, and basically it's like this website where you can. It's like it's not like Craigslist, but. Oh yeah, it's like the Austrian Germanic Craigslist slash Gumtree slash whatever the fuck is local to you. So it's a goods and services you can trade and sell and buy and all that shit.
Yes.
And so I once bought a tripod for my camera off this guy because I was like, no, I'm gonna do a lot of documentary making, do a lot of filmmaking here. Fuck, have I used it at all? I tried to take self-portraits of it once, but that really went bad. And so that was back in like September, I think September, and
Yeah.
he then I see he was like a lovely, I think he was from Afghanistan or something like that, and then he,
Ah, Afghan.
I mean obviously we swapped WhatsApp numbers and it was like, where you meet? I mean I met him at the train station, gave me the thing, it was really cheap, blah blah blah, good deal, and he randomly has just started messaging me like, what do you, I can't remember what you say during Ramadan. Hang on, I did message him. Ramadan Mubarak. There you go. That's what you say.
That yeah.
Mubarak is that happy, I think. So it's that happy Ramadan. So that's just been my experience of Ramadan. My mother doesn't do it. She's not that religious. But yeah, no, there's a friend of mine who's out reporting in Iraq, I think. And so I think everyone, I'm not sure if she's doing it, but obviously everyone around us is doing it kind of thing. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so any other Muslim listeners, Ramadan Mubarak and Salam Alaikum.
Salaam
Aloha, Aka.
alaikum. And that'll go that goes out to do you think you could see yourself becoming a little bit more religious moving forward? Do you think you'd be tempted to move to the practice of Islam? Devote yourself entirely, go full Cat Stevens on
I
that
was
shit.
literally going to say that. Well, I remember because we both watched that Russell Brand interview with Cat Stevens, formerly known as Cat Stevens, now known as Yusuf.
Yusuf
And
of
that
Islam.
story he said when he was like washed out in the sea, and he was like, God,
Yeah.
I will devote myself to you. And there's that whole passage in, I think, the Quran where like, I don't know, a wave washes over or something like that. I don't know. And so I'd say that I think one day, I think when I get older, maybe I'll lean into religion. I could definitely see myself getting into religion when I'm older. But now I'm kind of like happy just to let shit happen to me and the wind blow. But I think when I go through a divorce or I don't get the dreams that I want in life, I'm definitely going to be like, well, you know, God is with me and shit like that. I reckon, I don't think I'll go. Because there's a friend of mine that David knows, but to explain it to everyone else, there's a friend of mine, Stan. He's a Slav. Yeah, shout out to Stan Slav. And he's a Slovakian slash Roma guy. And he went. I lived with him in university, and he was a
cool
absolute pothead stoner. Like he would, and he was also socially anxious. So he'd buy. So he didn't like buying drugs because he didn't like the social interaction of like drug dealing. So he would buy like crazy amounts of weed, like fucking like big ass bricks of marijuana, and would just like then just live off that, you know what I mean? And then he'd do fast. He'd like, again, just still smoking weed as well. And he would just be high all the time. And he went from that to like completely quitting it. And I think he went to the Pentecostal church. And he completely gave him to religion. He completely gave him to religion to the point where, like, anytime, remember that Leonard Cohen song, A Story of Isaac? And there's a bit where he goes,
oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. Have you ever been tested by a demon or a god?
And I said that to him, and he goes, yo, would you not say that, actually? Would you not say that?
Would you fucking rush the fire, yeah, man? Man, can you not say that?
I can't.
Do not say that.
I can't do it. He's like London. He's like, you know what I mean, like, bruv. I can't believe you did that. I can't do it.
That was quite good.
Thanks. But yeah, it's fucking weird. I can see myself getting into religion. Maybe not Islam. You're a bit of the Buddhist, I think, of us too. You're a bit more into Buddhism, I think. I think maybe I'd go. I think, yeah, probably I'm going to lean fucking Catholic or Christian, I guess, just because it's something I know.
It's weird that you say that. It sounds like for you, it's not as a, I believe this, so I'm going to practice it more. Or I'm going to, like, I believe this is the way the world is. As a sort of like, you know, this is the stories that are in the Bible are literally, you know, explaining the way the world works, and I'm going to, you know, worship God in that sense. It sounds more like a when I'm sad, I'll resort to it to make me feel better sort of thing. It sounds like that's what you're saying.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the way. I mean, obviously, I guess it was different for Cat Stevens because he kind of said like, "Yo, I'm gonna fucking die," so like. Someone please.
Yeah. It'd be funny if it was like, you know, like the sort of like the fucking like the Greek gods, like they actually exist. And like let's say like you know, the sort of Judeo-Christian god does not exist, and like Cat Stevens is out there in the waves, like, oh God, help me, and like Poseidon is like, yeah, I got you, bro, and he's like, whew, that fucking just washes him a bit, and like, you know, Cat Stevens was like, yo, thank you, God. I'm going to, you know, Masha'Allah, I'm going to study, you know, I'll go Islam. And like, he's like, Poseidon's like, oh, fuck, what the fuck? What the fuck? I just helped you out here, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, well.
What about me?
Well, the old gods are gone.
The old gone, bro. God is dead.
But
as Nietzsche should say, hey.
Well, yeah.
Let's send this into a Nietzsche podcast.
No. Let's do this podcast. And let's then not listen to I tell you what film I watched today, actually. Okay, I'll give you a clue. It's about a historical figure. Starring a Scottish man as the main character.
Did you watch? You didn't watch Gandhi.
No, that's Ben Kingsley, so he's British.
That's Ben Kingsley.
It's you know, Robert.
What else has Ben Kingsley been? Nothing.
I don't want to Google it straight away, but I'm trying to think of something.
Fucking now, Gandhi 2, mate.
It's Gandhi like a 2, light,
Return of the Gang.
Camera of a coffin. So, oh, Schindler's List, of course. Schindler's List, he was fucking great in Schindler's List.
Who was he in Schindler's
List? This guy made the list.
Oh, the Jewish fella.
Yeah, so
the Jewish fella.
Well, basically, anyone in that film is literally everyone in that film is either a Nazi or a Jew. So yeah, he's the Jewish guy.
There's no middle ground.
Well, there literally isn't. There's Oskar Schindler, who I guess technically isn't a Nazi, but technically is. Oskar Schindler. I really want to rewatch that film.
Yeah, me too. Maybe we should do the podcast. We should do a podcast episode. Watch
it. I was gonna say laugh o'clock. I think you know.
Laugh.
Oh, as they say, this is a poor taste joke. A lolocaust.
No, that's
to the Germans listening to this. Yeah, at least we didn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but don't judge us. We didn't do it. Literally, we're just making laughs out of it. We didn't do it,
don't blame me.
But, I mean, we did India, but, you know, let's not talk about that. But
we did India. Yeah, we fucking did India.
Well, you want to go to India? Done it. Completed it.
Yeah, I did it, man. I did it.
But Robert Carlyle as Adolf Hitler.
Oh fuck me! Was it
Hitler? The Rise of Evil.
Rise of Evil, yeah.
You know what? I don't know if it's just like high school nostalgia, but that film, I actually quite like it. I think literally just because of that. But it's one of those films. And this is one thing I think that is. I mean, I'm going to go on a bit of a tangent here about not too long though. But basically, have you ever watched a film like that? And then, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, because it's Hitler and you know what he's going to do and stuff like that. They're really like cast him as.
So it's like a coming of age film for Hitler.
Yeah, it's like the American Pie of Nazi, of like Weimar Germany, of course. You know. But.
American Pie.
Sorry, Deutschland Schnitzel, you know what I mean? Schnitzel wouldn't make sense. Deutschland Strudel, that's it. And yo, Hitler, are you fucking that strudel? Oh my god!
Okay,
okay,
yeah, I fucked that strudel too. What, you're going to judge me? You're going to be a judgy Hitler?
Well, are you going to judge me? Are you going to be a judgy Jesel?
You have gassed my entire body.
Are you going to be a judgy Juden about this? Again, yes, I apologize. Our ancestors did not commit those crimes, so you know, let's blame it on the Germans. So basically, every film is obviously, you know, I've been hearing a lot about this Herr Hitler. What do you think, Friedrich? Well, Helena, I couldn't agree more with Herr Hitler, you know, and stuff like that, you know, and then, and then obviously Hitler, because he's obviously, we know he's going to be bad. They kind of cast him in a very disgusting light, obviously. So it's like, you know, when he taught.
They cast him as in they cast Robert Carlyle.
So there's a scene where he's like interviewing with this like reporter who is like, you know, obviously clear thinking. He's like, you know, this Hitler man is a nuisance and a Nazi. And he obviously is the good guy, he speaks the truth, and he wants to expose Hitler for who he is, but obviously no one's listening. A lot of parallels to actually Trump, actually. Not to be one of those guys who's like, Trump is literally Hitler.
Fuck yeah.
But actually there was a lot of similarities. There was literally a bit in the film where they go like, yo, it seems like no matter what he does, he's just getting more popular. And I was like, oh. And, but anyway, there's...
I think I've seen this film before.
So step right!
And I did it. I stepped right in.
The Nazis gave so many signs. You know, and
Whoa.
They did give so many signs to what they were intending to do.
Well, I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but
mate. And you, she, I'd love to do like a fucking like concept fucking like World War II album. That'd be so cool.
Not even World War II, just the lead up to World War II. Just like, yo,
the lead,
just like the causal, yo, yo.
The fucking start of it is the end of World War
One. Yeah, yeah. Was, I can't even think of like any like any jokes are not coming to my mind right now because like that's such a connection between like folklore and the lead up to World War Two. what is it? Nah, fuck it. Like, save it for later. Save it for later. Yeah, if you got to say that. But anyway, so like, say Hitler is like Robert Carlyle is Hitler. He's like meeting with this good journalist who's trying to expose Hitler. So he's meeting like he doesn't. The wife is like, ah, Herr Hitler, I made these cookies, home fresh baked, and then he doesn't acknowledge what she's saying. He just ignores her, and then he's eating the cookies, and he's like, and then the guy the journalist starts to write.
This is shite. This is fucking shite. Yeah, fucking.
Are they okay?
Cut. Rob. You need. I thought we discussed this. You need to stop with it with the Scottish.
Oh, right. I didn't even know we were rolling politics. This whole time. I was just. I'm genuinely just a big fan of
it. I just woke up one morning. And I was like, you know, I sort of got my electric razor out. I was shaving my fucking mustache, and I thought, fuck, my battery's run out. What should I do? And then I thought, well, fuck it, I'll leave it.
And.
This is
okay. No, finish your joke, funny man. Make the audience laugh some more. And anyway, so basically Robert Carlyle's eating this fucking homemade cake. And then he's talking to this journalist, and the journalist starts writing stuff down. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I just helping you to remember, you know, I have to write this down here, Hitler. He goes like, interview. And then like he like spits out some of the cake, like stuff. He doesn't even like fucking swallow it, he's like spits out. I mean, he's just like, interview, you know, it looks really ugly. And there's a scene again where, like, Robert Carlyle's Hitler fucking is like, he gets like, I don't know what happens in the film. I just watched it, I can't believe this. But something happens and he's like, he's just sulking in his room on a dark bed. I think he loses like seats in an election or something like that. And
yeah, and he's like eating mashed potato. And like it just close up on him like spitting.
Yeah,
out.
No more candlelight, no more romance. You know what I mean? But like he's just he's just like you know eating ass, and he's just like he goes like what? Yeah, and
Hitler, the Reich, the fucking Reichstag has been burnt down. What? Oh, that's actually quite good.
That's quite good. Robert, the thing is with these kind of films, like when they do that, where obviously we know he's bad because of hindsight, it kind of makes the German people look like massive. Yeah, literally, like wow, how could they not see this guy was evil? He's spitting his food, you know, or just like you know the shit he does. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, also in that movie, he's kind of like he's going like, by the way, I really don't like the Jews. The Jews really suck. They're to blame for everything. Well, in actual fact, like, you know what I mean? He was actually a bit more private about that in his speeches, anyway, in the early period.
In the early period, yeah.
Before he came out
of the closet. Came out of the fucking closet.
Came out of the anti-Semitic closet, exactly. But, yes. Anyway. Yeah.
It's a good movie, though. It is a decent movie, from what I remember. It's a fun romp, you know, coming of age story for Hitler. I think anyone can get behind that.
I just thought I'd leave that silence there, you know. Just like, wow, you're bad at this.
Welcome to David Dunsong. Your number one stop for fucking Nazi
sympathizers. Why would you say that? I want a job as a journalist, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, don't worry. I won't. You know, it could be another. You haven't said your
name.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
good. Even though you've already said mine.
That's good, actually.
But I will say your last name if you don't fucking buck up.
Can I just ask you some advice, dude? So I ask you some advice usually every time.
Oh yeah, you.
Yeah, I really am. So I thought I'd, as you know, I'm married. I married my wife, quite, some time ago, some undescripted length of time ago. So I first off, I know there are for a start. First off, I know there are other more specific places I could be, but like saying this, but I really appreciate your insight. Okay. So my wife and I are both.
Just
All right,
get the
okay.
focal point.
I'm bearing my soul to you, but you're kind of being a bit of a dick about it, so that's fine. My wife and I, as you know, are mate, I'm
Haven't said
trying, I'm not going to
anything
make names. What the
yet.
fuck is wrong with you? My
All right, Robert
what the fuck?
Carlyle,
On
let's
James,
hear that.
by the way, did I fucking mention them? Told you. They're the reason why I can't get it up, I tell you what. Oh. But my wife and I are both in our early 30s, as you know, you're at the wedding. Other than some random breakups along the way when we were younger, we are high school sweethearts. As long as I've known her, I've primarily been attracted to women, you know. But always had this slight sexual attraction to men. Being a fairly masculine guy, like I am, as you can tell, I've always denied it just enough to not think much of it, you know, much of those feelings, whatever. However, you know, the attraction to men is getting stronger within me. I am now comfortable watching bisexual or gay porn and no longer deny that it's okay for me to have those feelings and attraction. My issue, David Turk of Newcastle, age 25.
Yeah. What
No
the
girlfriend. My issue is that I would like my wife to know. I love her and I believe she deserves to know the real me. However, David Turk with two sisters, both parents, I am really struggling with how to come out to someone I've known romantically for almost 20 years. She is a very understanding person, but I would not blame her one bit for questioning why I didn't divulge this information sooner. I know if I were her, I would wonder what else I'm not telling her. In honesty, I didn't fully understand my feelings. So it truly is news for me. Anyway, any advice? Anyone else been in this situation? Any wives had input on how they were going?
Anyone else? What do you mean anyone else? Are you
Exactly, but I'm
talking to
also talking
me?
to our Uzbekistan listeners who can email me at dh96@live.co.uk. That is not my official one, but I
Okay.
do actually have an email on that. So you can actually email that if anyone's listening and want to get in contact.
My advice to you would be, if you've been with this person for so long that you'd be able to open up to them about it, it's not going to be easy. It might not be easy. It might be fucking hard as shit. But if you bare your soul to this person, hopefully, it won't hurt them that much, and they'll respect that you are who you are, and that people change. And if they can't realize that, then who cares? You be you. I've got a question for you. So, as you're aware, my roommate, I would live in a flat with one
Of
other
course, of course.
girl,
How is she? What's her name again?
and she's good. She's good. She's good. She's
Laura.
Laura.
Wow, she sounds
She's
like
Laura.
sounds like
Laura. So I've heard basically. Sometimes I come in, she's got like boys around, whatever, that's cool. I normally just get on with them, have a laugh. But honestly, mate, basically my headboard backs onto like her room, and she is a fucking beast, and she orgasms endlessly. And what I'm curious if anyone else, if there's anyone else out there. It's just so I'm just a one and done. I can't, I don't come multiple times. Basically, my roommate, she gets upset with guys if they don't get her off multiple times. And I'm happy with my one and done. One and done, that's what I call it. I got a little down on myself about it the other night, though, until I reminded myself it's probably normal. Are there any other? My question is, I don't know about you, but are there any other sort of one and done comers out there. It's also quite intimidating, actually, with, you know, to be, you know, in the same flat with a girl who needs to get off multiple times in one night. You know what I mean? What do you think about that?
You know, it reminds me of a situation I had. So, you know, my flatmate, former flatmate in university, Owain Hughes.
Aged 25, living currently.
Yeah, he is actually. Actually, he had his birthday in March, but he's currently living in. I think he's living in the West.
That's lovely. Happy birthday.
He's.
Mate, cut to the fucking point.
I just want to hear about his
story.
Okay. Yeah, but. Well, basically, he was dating a girl at the time called, let's call her Saint Margaret. Saint Margaret of Anjou. So he was dating Saint Mary Magdalene. No, I won't take the Lord. I won't take the Lord's mother in vain like that. You know, Mother Mary comes to me. Mother Mary comes to me, seeking words of wisdom. But Saint Margaret. You know, he was dating Saint Margaret, and basically, she was extremely vocal about her pleasure that she was receiving during
So he was like, "You're getting so much pleasure right now.
You know you love it. You know what you want, and you know what you get." No, but basically, she was.
I'm not coming. No. Yes, you fucking are.
I actually watched that episode last night. We could be together forever.
Oh, it's so good.
Raymond the bastard. And so basically, he was dating her, and my room was right next to theirs. My headboard was like the other side of the room, but still. She was so vocal. You know the sound of a seagull, like, making a noise? It was exactly... St. Margaret would just, like... great for you. You're having a good time. I appreciate that. I love when love is being made. But have some courtesy. You know what I mean? Like, people, like, hold their mouths and shit like that. If you're in a shared flat, let it out loud and proud. But if you're in a shared flat, you gotta, like, you know, it's like having a party. Sex is like a party, but with just two people. And you're not invited.
For two people. Well, sometimes it could be more.
You're definitely not invited.
And you're not fucking invited, mate.
What the fuck are you doing here?
It's a private party. It's just like you knock on the door with like a fucking like suit and a fucking like bottle of wine, and they open the door and you're like fucking their butt naked, and they're like, you're like, how you doing? They're like, sorry, it's a private party.
And what I did was you just got to wait for them to be done.
Mm-hmm. I would take
advantage. I guess it depends like how disgusting you can allow yourself to be.
it just depends how desperate and
lonely and a sack of like wasteless stuff you are. But you're the guy who fucking licked boss handlebars and shit like that. You know what I mean? You're the fucking main spreader. You're the main spreader, mate. You're patient number zero. I fucking swear, man. You're fucking disgusting.
I'm patient minus one, mate. It's one of those things. It's one of those things, I think.
Here's another one, mate. No, I wasn't supposed to tell you about my recent bong experiences, actually.
So guys, just for context, Daniel is a bit of a fucking he's a bit of a waster.
No ambition.
Sort of
Fallout 4, New Vegas is the best. Everyone knows that. Thing is, actually,
he's a bonger.
The thing is about being a stoner, there's different kinds, because there's people who are just there are different levels, because there's those people who like smoke so much that they just don't fucking get high anymore. Now there's this person.
Yeah, they need to fucking smoke a brick of pure weed.
I went over a mate's place yesterday. Because my mate was like, I'm going over to a friend's place. So I need some help carrying wardrobe that I or like you know dresser that I'm carrying from their place. And it was this apartment of a friend of theirs who I've met a couple of times.
Yeah.
And she's like an avid smoker, and she literally had like a big bowl of just like fucking nuggets of like you know what I mean by nuggets, you know what I mean, like the big the nugs of marijuana. The
nugs.
And there must have been about
the nugs of weed that you are for me. The nugs.
Yeah, well, there must have been about at least 50 quid in there worth. $50 or 50 worth in there. And, apparently she's just got like, fed stories, whatever. So anyway, she smokes a lot. I think she's going through something emotionally in her life right now. But, you know what? She was just like, I just don't get high.
The pride.
She just does not get stoned anymore.
I don't get high.
So there's that. There's my friend who has kind of recently gotten into him because it's actually off the same person who is like, you know, high all the time. This friend of mine who has gotten like 3 bongs now. So he doesn't do joints anymore. He just does bongs. And, and this is where I learned. This is where the Georgian bong was probably my last big education experience until now. So, okay, here's an advice for you. So what do you put? You've got the bong, you've got the weed, whatever. What do you put in the bong?
So I've never, just for context, I've never done one before. so I'm assuming this is just pure innocence. You know, I don't know what to do. I'm assuming what you do is you fill it up a bit with water. Just below the fucking, the sort of like the tube where the smoke's going to come in off the weed. You have your little capsule. I'm assuming you like put like foil or something in it so the fucking actual shit doesn't go in to the water or something. Or you might have like a little capsule or something that you put the weed in. You put that in and then you just like light it. Wait for it to burn, and this obviously the smoke will go in and float above the water, the bong water, and then you put your mouth on the other end and like just breathe in, like breathe out, and then put your mouth on it and then breathe in, and you breathe
so
in the
smoke. You can put water in it, but what my friend was saying was you can if you put.
Piss.
I mean, yeah, don't particularly think that would taste very nice or smell very nice, but if you
that would
if
get you so fucked
ice. In the water, it makes it goes down smoother.
Yeah.
But also, if you put carbonated water into it and ice, apparently that makes it a lot smoother.
What about Coke? If you
just like Coke. You can put orange juice in there and like lemon juice and shit. And then apparently he was like, you know, that makes it taste not drink it, but like it makes it taste and smell so much better, you know.
That sounds pretty good, actually. I might try that.
Yeah, well, again, like, you can buy them for like what, a fiver or a tenner nowadays.
Yeah, now that all all the shops are open in the UK. What shout out to the UK?
Well, well, have you been to the pub yet?
I haven't been to the pub, but I have been in a couple like charity shops and stuff like that, and it was so nice. I mean, it was just really nice to sort of be. Mm. It felt like fucking normality again, other than wearing a mask, but that felt pretty normal after doing it for like nearly a year. But you know, you go into these shops, and I bought I bought myself like a fucking like Darth Vader mug, you know, silly shit just to make me feel again.
So you feel again.
Just fucking like just because I could, you know. Went in there, got a I'll tell you what I got. I got a Darth Vader mug. And it's a massive mug, like a fucking Sports Direct mug. And I also got can you remember the fucking like that dice game in Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest?
Yeah, what was it called?
Where the guy's like 4-4.
What was it called?
It's called Liar's Dice. It's called Liar's Dice. That's the game. That's what the game's called. And like they never really explained the fucking rules in the movie. And since I was a kid, I really never understood what the fuck's going on. Anyway, 2 days ago, I was like browsing YouTube, and this fucking thing came up on my recommended as a like Pirates of the Caribbean dice game rules explained. And I was like, fuck, whoa, okay then. And I went on this, and it explained all the rules. Anyway, I was in the charity store. I was at the counter paying for this mug. And then I looked to my left, and I saw a Liar's Dice fucking like Guinness game with all the cups and the dice and everything. And I was like, I've got to get myself that. I've just got to get that, because I just watched like a video on it. So I bought it, and those are the two things that I've got. So I've actually got like a Liar's Dice game. So if anyone fucking find a group of people that happen to be, you know, happen to visit, I happen to host, then I'll be definitely have like a game for us all to play.
I can say, if anyone's listening and wants to be cool. friends with pretty David, cool. Please reach out to him.
Please. 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 But yeah. Anyway, so I'm just after some advice as well on something else. My wife.
Last piece of advice.
My wife.
My wife has expressed
an interest, okay, in being with a woman for like ages now, but has always been like really sort of afraid to sort of act on it. So I was actually like, I thought that was quite hot, you know. So I wanted her to sort of I wanted her to explore her sexuality. So recently, I actually encouraged her to sort of set up a Tinder profile just to see what's out there. And she did, and she got quite the response. So she had a few dates. She had a few dates set up, made out, and did some light petting. But it wasn't until sort of like last night that things really took a turn. So she'd been talking to a lesbian who wanted to come over. They sexted pretty heavily and traded pics until they decided to meet up at our house. She came over and they got down to business. Now, I wasn't going to be involved, so didn't get to witness anything, but I did hear a lot. Not going to get into the details, but my wife had a lot of fun. After the girl left, we talked quite a bit and everything seemed fine, but I feel weird, sort of sad, and kind of sick a little bit. You know what? Anyway, everything was done with my knowledge and my permission, but I still feel sort of emasculated and small. I don't feel very small. I'm just looking for advice. How do you think I feel? You know, how do you think I should feel?
Yeah. So I guess I don't know if this is not to prop up and attenuate toxic masculinity. But would this be an account of cooking? So would this be an event of
No, man,
you
it's not.
being a cuckold?
Yeah, cocks, yeah. I guess so. I guess maybe I more wanted it for like her, you know, I wanted her to
I suppose, but
feel
it's still
appreciated. But
like
I don't really
you
care
don't
that,
care
you know, I
that you
wasn't
don't care
involved,
that
you know, I
your
wasn't
wife
involved at all.
pulled around with another person.
I wonder, this is obviously sort of going back. I wonder if you know, the other, I don't know if the girl knew I was there or whether I was sort of just like outside the door, like, oh, let me look
Well,
in. Let's
you
have a
know what? This
listen.
is quite an interesting one
Let's
because
have a
it brings
smell.
on to the topic of like, it's for some reason when obviously when a woman goes with a man, it's very, you know, it's like, oh, you know, she cheated on me thingy. Sometimes when a woman goes with another woman, it's like, oh, it's just a bit of fun, you know what I mean? It's just a bit of like, oh, yeah, it's not cheating, it's just a bit of fun. So it's interesting, but you know it's different from man and woman. But because I remember you remember my girlfriend in university, right? Let's not say her name. Yeah, well,
Oh, I remember.
she went
Oh, fucking
to
hell. Do I
the
remember?
Broadway Society, like the acting
Did you?
society in the university, and there was just like I think a lesbian member of the cast who you know kept like kissing her and stuff like that, and I was like, and to be fair, I whether or not maybe someone could like could give a comment or tell me whether it's the right thing, whether it's ethical for me to do so, I said, you know what, I'm not comfortable with that, you know, I don't like someone else kissing you, you know what I mean, even if it is another woman, if it man or woman, you know, either way, I don't like someone making out with you kind of thing. So but yes, she was but it
Maybe
was
too
kind of a
soon.
conflict because it was like, oh, it's only kissing a woman, it's only making out with a woman. I was like, well, why does that make any difference? Am I being like too square? Am I being too like domineering in that regard? Or is it like, yeah, it's a weird one. It's a weird one when it comes to tasks with a woman, you know. But I think, yeah, well, let's not
Especially
disclose
Polish,
her
mate. Oof.
ethnicity. That's nothing to do with it. But you've been watching a bit too much Robert Carlyle, I think. What, dude, what
She's
the?
Jewish.
Bro, stop. And, but I do not condone, I could do, I do not condone that behavior. This guy,
Stop.
guys, virtuous,
Stop,
virtue
Hitler, come back.
signalers, peace signalers, get him.
I can just imagine like a fucking meme, like you know the
Hell.
fucking like Willy
And
Wonka, like no, stop, come back. I can imagine fucking like just like someone putting over like
what do you call him?
Chamberlain
Chamberlain.
or something like when Hitler's fucking invading
Yo,
fucking
Chamberlain, what you got in fucking Mr. Lane,
Chamberlain,
Blaine?
Justin
Yo.
Timberlaine,
Yeah, that's what they
Justin
called him. Well, that's
Timberlain,
why
mate,
Justin Timberlake is
Justin
called that,
Timberlain.
because it's like, you know, Cry Me a River was actually based on fucking Munich conference. He was like, yo, you just
Cry
invaded
the Crimea
France.
River.
Cry me a river. That's like slow motion German. Jage mon Nabi Porsche jumping down. We
The
are the
amassing
speaking
forces on
those
the
in
border.
that on the border. On the border. Yeah, but you know what I mean, it's a weird thing. I think it's a weird thing. I think if you're okay with it, fine, but it sounds like you're not okay with it. It sounds like you have major like you've just, well, agreeably, just like you feel like someone else has had relations with your wife.
Someone's fucked my wife. I thought I was being like nice to her, you know, like, oh yeah, that's no worries, like go
Well,
have your fun.
that's not fun with
Hold on a
me.
minute, you know.
I thought, yeah, please.
Not
Don't
fucking my
do
wife.
that.
Do 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 do. Yeah, that's the last bit of fucking
ruined
world
my life.
For anyone, mate.
Oh, you ruined them. What,
you ruined my wife.
Oh my God. It's like a fucking echo chamber. You
ruined
down there,
me
now.
Wife. It's like a fucking ball in any Wii Sports, motherfucker, down there, man.
I can only see it on screen. And yeah, well, so it's a weird one. It's a weird one. But did I tell you actually? So this is me just like fucking talking about my actual life now. But you remember I was talking about that Ukraine thing? I was talking about the guy from that newspaper.
Yeah.
Wasn't mm-hmm. he? Because if anyone's listening, who's actually gotten this far and who actually cares at all, I'm a wannabe journalist. But I'll call myself a journalist anyway. But I'm at the beginnings of my career and I want to get some experience. So I emailed this guy. I'm currently abroad right now, away from the UK, which is my native homeland. And I want to work abroad while I can. But anyway, so I emailed this guy in the Ukraine, the Kiev Post, an American man named Brian Bonner. And anyway, he got back to me finally. And he said, there's no positions right now, but there should be in the summer.
Yeah. Well, I met you in the summer. Well, actually, I need you to be in Kiev in the summer, mate, because I'm going there. In I want to say June, but to be fair, late June.
I'd say
early July.
I'd say late June. Because I think. Now.
Either one.
The thing is, because without a visa, I can only stay there 3 months. So I don't want to waste that time getting there and then not doing anything for a month. You know what I mean? Just me like walking around, not speaking Russian or Ukrainian, just going like, "Привет, yeah, большое спасибо," you know, and like just like, "Я англичанин," you know, and that's it. That's all I can do. And you know, so that'd be pretty polished. Although I did go on. Did I tell you this? I went on Reddit and I told you this. I went on Reddit Ukraine, and I said like, any advice for moving to Kiev and stuff like that. And to be fair, a guy was like, you know, I was involved in the 2013 revolution, in the protests, and you know, I was We've just lost. To be fair, like, if any Ukrainians are listening, Slava Ukraini, you know, come on, raise a glass. No, that's not what you say, but it's fine.
Slava Ukraini, Ukraini.
Slovakia.
They hate that. Viva Slovakia.
This is the weird thing about the Slavic.
Oh, right? They hate that, mate.
They're, even though they're the same ethnic group, and obviously the different languages, there's some vague crisscrossing, so like they can vaguely understand each other in some parts of the Slavic world. But a lot of them fucking hate each other. They like literally. I was talking to my Polish friend, and he goes like, "Why are you going to Ukraine? Like, why? It sucks there. The people suck. Everything sucks." I was like, "Damn, what? Well, like, dude, why are you like? It's not that. Why are you saying that? It's just like, oh, you know, Polish Ukrainian rivalry." I was like, "Fuck. Wow. Okay. Damn, bro. Like, you guys are. Everyone is fucked.
The worst enemy. There is worse enemies like Russians." Like Ukrainians and Slovakians, and Ukrainians and Polish, and Ukrainians and other Ukrainians. Ukrainians, you're ruining it for us.
Well, to be fair, actually, with the corruption going on there, I'm not surprised. Yeah. But so I'm in this position now where I've kind of said, like, maybe I'll stay another month here until early June and then go. But the thing is, like, even then, he's not guaranteed me the job. He did say, like, oh, if you are in Kiev, come by the office. It'd be great to meet you and have the other staff meet you. So it would be really cool if I did get a job there. Like, my God. I don't know if I'd be
wearing that earlier.
I haven't replied to him yet, but I think I could say, like, hey, you know, yeah, we'd love to come by and stuff like that. So the thing is, I've got a month now where I could either, I mean, I would love to just like go somewhere if it wasn't COVID times, you know what I mean? Obviously I'd be fucking elsewhere. Like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be here in COVID times anyway, but if it was not COVID times, I could literally just catch a flight somewhere, stay somewhere for a month in a shitty, like fucking hut or some shit like that. I don't know. And then literally, but like, cause it's COVID, it's a bit more fucking tricky. I got to get a fucking like PCR test, get like, make sure it's all good. You know what I mean? Have a place to stay before I go. So it's a lot more tricky with that stuff. But so I've got about, so I've got until early May. May 5th is when like as the rent is due. So I can either like stay for this month of April and then leave in early May and go somewhere else, stay somewhere else for a month, or just stay here for another month until like early June. And then just before my birthday, I just go. That would be cool. But then again, I'll tell you what, man, Vienna, it's a lovely place. I've made some great friends. But I'll tell you what, I've seen it. I've done it. You know, I mean, I got the fucking T-shirt. Oh, I was going to say a bad word. I got the T-shirt, mate. And yeah, well.
I can't believe it.
It's not letting me do anything. Kind of much. But yeah, it's an interesting one. It's an interesting time. But that would be great. I would love a little job there. They wouldn't pay much because it's Ukrainian wages, I imagine. But just live, actually getting paid and then doing journalism in a and they got a decent following as well because this Viennese one. Because I'm working at for anyone who's listening and who has actually gotten this far, who cares. Working at a Viennese thing, Viennese magazine here, stories about Austria and Vienna in English. But I'm actually getting paid for that. And it's very startup kind of thing. But this one at Kiev, it's got like 130,000 followers on Twitter. Yeah, it's like proper legit. And plus as well, because Ukraine, people are like, you know, people are interested in the war and stuff, which has recently flared up, actually. You know, there's talk about, is Russia going to invade again, all that stuff, which I hope they don't do it before I get there, you know what I mean? I hope they wait until, like, June, and then I get there. We need you on the front lines. We need you to take photos and interviews. I was like, duh. Hoorah! You know what I mean? But, like, I don't speak.
Yeah,
it's just like,
and it's like that's the only Russian you know, and like you get captured, and they're like we want you to suck a cup, and you're like da. They're like
slab on that. To be fair, like I think the British worst by job. The thing is, our tongues, because of the language, our tongues are just so flat and don't do anything. I think our blowjobs would be the worst. You'd want to get a blowjob off, I think. I was going to say the French.
Italian.
Man, Jouy Louis Baton.
Cigarette fucking mouth, man. No, thank you. Cigarette garlic.
Zucchini Baton.
Suki, your mate. That's a fucking Japanese. yeah, so my plan, my sort of, this is a vague plan that I haven't ironed out any of the details for. However, my idea was to go to France, either go straight to France and then make my way to fucking Krakow.
There's like a few countries. Well, I guess a little bit of fucking Krakow one direction, but there's a few countries in between the France and Krakow. Fair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reason behind that is because I'm aware of a sleeper train between Krakow and Kiev.
Why don't you just go straight to fucking
that has been mentioned. Dad, right? So the idea.
Who lives in France?
Yeah, I want to visit my dad. Who lives in France? I want to go see him at some point. And June was suggested that we do things in June, but I don't know. I guess I'll see how it all fucking pans out and then book time off. You know, I've got like a load of days that I need to book in, so I'll book it. Oh, look, man. Oh,
yeah, definitely.
I'll get like two. I'll try and see if I can get like 2 weeks or something. Like a full 2 weeks, and then hopefully, fingers crossed. Like the plan sort of A is banking on the fact that into France, I don't have to do any testing, don't have to do any shit.
Mm-hmm.
France to fucking Poland, don't have to do any shit. And then Poland to Ukraine, I don't have to do any shit with that, you know.
I don't have to do any testing or
quarantining between any of those places. Obviously, like, plan B is, like, don't go to France, go to France another time, go straight to Krakow, and then Krakow to Kiev. Again, that is subject to, like, if shit goes down between now and June, you know.
I know.
I need to plan it all out and figure out what the fuck is going on. My eyes getting crazy. I'm like fucking my right eye is like twitching uncontrollably.
Oh, shit.
I think I need to wear glasses. I think the screens are fucking me up.
Yeah, I was just saying. And to be fair, your mum.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Obviously, all my grandparents.
She was fine as hell with those glasses. Well, no, I'm just saying. Like, she's attracted. Like, when she puts the takes the glasses
fuck
off.
Fuck it up, fuck off.
Dog. But when she puts them on, I'm like, wow. Sure, is this fucking realized? David, is this your older sister? No, I never thought that. No, but if David was listening, you're a beautiful woman. Keep it up. You do you. I love you love Gary Glitter. I'm not such a big fan, but that's okay. We can work through those differences. Well, as they call them, glitter.
Yeah, I don't think she was that much of a glitter. Fucking.
Yeah, I didn't catch on.
Glitterous.
Oh, mate.
On the glitterous, man. Oh, flick the glit.
Love it. Suck my glit. Would you think of Taylor Swift? what is it? The Taylor Swift version or whatever it's called. You want to listen to it? You're making it sound like Taylor Swift.
No, I haven't listened to it.
When you're like the biggest. You're the biggest Swifter I know.
I'm not. Yeah, well, I do like Taylor Swift, but I haven't listened to this new one simply because it's like, you know, I know it's just like a re-recording, so I don't feel that passionately. You know, I understand a fucking like legal battle between the ownership of a music and like the sort of like, you know, the rights an artist has over their own work sort of thing. I think the time limit like timed out on that.
No, I accidentally hung up.
Oh, did you actually? What the fuck? Mate, you heard me talk about Taylor Swift, you're like, fuck this.
Is that all saved though?
Yeah, it should be.
Oh, right, because fuck doing all that again. Fuck that, man.
Yeah, fuck that. But anyway, basically Taylor Swift, fucking young artist, I guess, if you're like struggling, right? So you're like a struggling artist. You are living in fucking squalor, just trying to make ends meet, just sort of doing your craft. And then someone, like a big company, comes along and says, like, oh, yo, we like what you're doing and we appreciate you. Here's a life-changing fucking sum of money.
Mm.
But these are the terms. We own your music. We own your art, blah, 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 blah. You're just like, you're not going to be like, you're not in a position to fucking argue that. You know, you just go, yeah, I want that money. Take it. I guess, like, young artists, like, don't really, you know, they get trapped by that. So like when they do finally get big, they don't own their music fully if they leave their record label, you know, that they're already on. So I guess it's like a business fucking thing, you know. So whatever. But ultimately, like, you know, it's the same songs, you know. Ultimately.
Well, to be fair, Mr. Perfectly Fine is an actual banger.
Yeah, it's a great song. All of it, I love it. Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Well, I couldn't sing it for you, but I could hum it, maybe. But
you're Mr. Perfect and a perfectly girl.
But I'm not one of those people who likes to go or says it very often, like, oh, I'll tell you what, the time, where is it going? Oh, bloody, where? It was bloody Sunday last week. I tell you what, where's it gone?
It was Sunday last week, wasn't it? Sunday last week? Oh, it was Sunday again.
Fuck me, my wife is
one big fucking Sunday. It's one Sunday after another fucking hell. It's just when will it end?
It's just another suicidal Sunday.
Ooh, I have a fucking gun, dude.
Yeah, let's just say that. But
that's my gun, dude.
You better run, where?
You better run, day.
Because this is my gun, day.
This is my fucking submachine gun, day.
Who sings that?
I'm gonna fuck your bum, day.
That's not Alison Morissette, is it?
Alison Morissette? That sounds like someone your mum knows. Hey, Alison, yeah, down the road.
Wait, who's the girl who's like going down on people in theatres?
Alanis. Not Alison Morissette. That is like someone your fucking mum knows down the street. Like, oh, Alison, yeah, with Keith, with a dog.
Have I told you about Alison? Oh,
I saw when I was in Tesco's. We had a good natter. It was great. We said we'll meet up next Saturday, but she's had to cancel on me, I'm afraid. She's a son, you know, he's just gone to university. Fortunately, he's just broke up with his girlfriend. And,
he's a doctor, though. He's a doctor. You know, did I tell you? He's a doctor.
He's a doctor. Oh, he's doing very well.
Can I tell you about this book I borrowed off someone? I just read the first few pages today.
Yeah. What is it? What the fuck is it?
And so this might actually educate you, you white pig. So this is called, you've probably already heard it, Why I'm No Longer Talking to White People About Race.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah, I have. You have.
Yeah, it was quite a big one. I think it came out like 2017, the book.
Mm.
And so it was very big back then and stuff like that. But I just borrowed it off a friend. And every word I read, I was like, I tell you what, yeah. You know, I feel this overwhelming sense that you, white man, are fucked up.
Me?
You're wrong.
What, me?
Mate, you've been fucking oppressing people, like, you know, forever.
What, me personally?
When do you take responsibility for it? You're just sitting there in your ivory tower, emphasis on the ivory, and you're fucking letting no one in, man. And I'm like,
counting our money, innit? Counting our money.
Counting the money. Counting
stolen
the
money, that is.
Mate, I'm sorry that girl didn't fucking texted you back, bro.
Yeah, well. It is what it fucking is.
Did you not send her like a
follow-up?
An asshole pic?
No, I didn't, but maybe I will now. I might do it now.
Yeah, speaking of, this is it reminds me of this other book that I also started reading. It's called Why I'm Not Talking to Straight White Guys About Being a Woman. So, you know, I haven't started it yet, but I think
Why I'm not talking to Dan about getting pussy.
But I didn't say you weren't getting any of that, but you've just admitted it to the whole of
the Well, I didn't say that. No. I said that's the book I'm reading. I didn't say I was not getting any pussy or anything.
Mate, the entire population of Islamabad laughing at your misfortune.
That's a weird name for a capital of Islamic State, wouldn't you say?
Islamabad.
Islam is bad, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, it's not Islam is bad. Let's not go into this. Let's not go into this, my friend. Let's not go into this.
It's like calling fucking, like, you know.
Stop. We had a really good thing. We said Ramadan Mubarak. We like really said Salam Alaikum. We respected Ramadan, and now you've really gone off with it. I tell you what. I don't know what it is with your racist agenda, bruv. But you're starting to make me think about this book more. You know, I'm never talking to you about race, bruv. I'm not even bringing it up, mate. You're the problem, bro. You're the seed.
I'm on the wrong side of history.
You are on the wrong side of history, and you know what I mean. I'm going to be on the right side. We'll get any money out of it, but
well, yeah, we'll get some sponsors on this fucking episode, mate. Then we'll see.
I was gonna say, who do you think will sponsor us? What's a
I'm actually gonna fucking do it. I'm actually gonna like see if we can get sponsors.
Well, the thing is, we haven't gotten a few. Is I don't think
I might put it on my Instagram. Say like new episode dropped.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it after this episode. Well, you've revealed yourself as quite a racist.
For what? Why? For saying why would the capital of Islamic State be called Islam is bad? It's such a dad joke. It's not even like a fucking like.
You're only making it worse for yourself. you're going to be stoned at the moment.
Well, mate, I might be. Might be.
To be fair, now, while Islam is bad, is that Afghanistan or Pakistan?
I can't remember.
Pakistan. Is it okay? Right. Well,
yeah, capital of Afghanistan is Kabul. Kabul.
Yeah.
Kabul.
Well, shout out to anyone from Kabul. Email me at dhdh96@live.com. What the fuck? Why can't I spell that?
Right. live.co.uk
and then
I thought you were a com. I thought you were .com.
No, it's .co.uk. I've used .com in years. You know.
Comer.
Sorry. But you know, so but how is the dating scene anyway, again, man? Let's talk a bit about like dating in lockdown.
Oh, I mean,
You've been having a bit of trouble, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been a bit of trouble. Oh.
I mean, well, there's no shame in that, bro. I think everybody, everybody I've talked to as well here.
It's a mix of I don't have the effort, I don't have the energy to do it, and a mix of like I don't feel like I'm very good at it, so I lack the confidence anyway. So I've sort of left it, you know. I don't really put a lot of energy into it. I'll drift in and out, but I won't be like on it a lot. I won't be swiping every day. I'll be like swiping every Sunday evening, if that.
Right.
You know, every 2 weeks, I'll go on it and be like, "Oh fuck, I'll." You know, sure.
But yeah, as you're saying that, I'm swiping.
Okay. Have you figured out as you do it? I don't know about you, but like, you know, you realize like you're types, and then you sort of like drifted away out of those and be like broaden the horizons, gone like fuck, you know what, fuck it, you know, I'm not like just swiping left on that, like, oh, she's got a blonde or she's got a filter, like, oh no, I'm not doing that. Have you actually started to be like, fuck it, you know what, right, yeah, we'll give it a go?
Well, I mean, I think I was talking with this about someone the other day. I think because the way I look, like I'm a kind of I'm a tall, scrawny guy, or tall-ish scrawny guy with glasses, and like they got that Hugh Grant kind of like parting haircut kind of thing. Hey, oh yeah, let's not play guitar right now. And you know, so I think I do attract the kind of people who are looking for a nice guy who are he's kind of nerdy and you know, stuff like that, and smart and stuff. And I'm kind of a nerd, obviously, but I think everyone's a nerd. That just means you're obsessed with something, really. You're passionate about something. I'm definitely not smart. I'm definitely not nice, I wouldn't say. I'd say I'm definitely more of a actual asshole of a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I make fun of people. You know what I mean? It's all in good fun. I make fun of you. You make fun of me. You know what I mean? But I really think that puts people off. And I think that's like the look that I give. And I think one thing I have learned about dating online is just be completely honest. If you're just in it for like casual sex, or if you're looking for something else, or you don't really know, just say, you know, you know what I mean? Like I hate messaging on dating apps. So that's why I mainly just go like, hey, how you going? Yeah, cool. After a couple messages, I just go, hey, you know, I'm really bad at this. Like, I really don't like the messaging thing. Can we just meet up and see if we can carry on a conversation? And then most of the time, it's very just kind of pleasant chat, and it's very kind of lukewarm. Yeah, I mean, just because it's a very sterile environment you're meeting in, you're just going for a walk. You know what I mean? If anything, I'd love to meet a person who was just like, yo, do you want to get absolutely fucked? And by that, like, do you want to get absolutely drunk? I'd be like, yeah, why not? Because that way you can just be like, totally, like, just let loose, be open. You know what I mean? Or maybe that's just me, actually. Maybe I just can't express myself without getting very drunk. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense, actually. But, yeah, it's a weird one, man. It's a weird one. I think romance has always been a bit tricky for some people rather than others. But I think as well, these times do make it a bit more difficult. But I'm pleasant. But no one's really looking for anything serious right now, I don't think. I think people are so like, people feel so trapped anyway. They don't want to feel even more trapped in a relationship. You know what I mean? People just want casual things, someone they can watch a movie with at night, someone they can snuggle with or cuddle with or like speak with. But
yeah,
I think no one I've met, the people I've met of my age, like early 20s, mid 20s, doesn't really want a relationship right now. Because they want, when this whole thing is over, let's not say the word, when this whole thing is over, they just want to like go, like a horse bolting from a the start of a race, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And I've sort of told myself that when, as you say, when it's all over, there's lots of things I would do differently, but when it comes down to it, maybe it won't happen. But we'll see. I always surprise myself, so we'll.
See. It was interesting. I saw someone post an article, shared an article today, and it said, and the headline was, 1 in 4 people, like 25-28% of people, are saying that they want to, quit or move from their stable jobs that they have after lockdown and pursue like a lifelong goal or dream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like a YOLO moment, they used is the term they used. So
the YOLO moment. Yeah.
Yeah. So so they've been in lockdown, they've been working, they've been at home for like a year and a half. And they're just like, okay, well, and I think you told me this, and this is something that I remember you saying, and that stuck with me. Any dreams that you've had that have survived lockdown are actually dreams that you are genuinely serious about.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, yeah, that's actually such a good point. That's such a good point. Like, because, when you're thinking like, oh, I'd love to go to China. I'd love to be a boxer. I've always wanted to record an album. If those dreams haven't manifested or you haven't worked towards them in lockdown, not to be a massive downer asshole, but I'm going to be honest, I don't think you will, because I think the motivation is hard to find during these times, but I think the time has not been,
Well, it's like anything. You put fucking gas in a bottle, you fucking like squeeze that shit, it's gonna fucking, push back.
Yeah.
It's gonna explode. You know what I mean? And like, I feel like that's what lockdown is. Like, it's that metaphorical, like, you're being pushed in a bottle, you're not allowed to leave. And you like, your mind will naturally be like forcing me against that. I'd be like, what can I do? I could do, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then when it's, when the pressure's released, you go, off you go, like flying off, like shaking a bottle of fucking Coke. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Although my lockdown experience hasn't exactly been like completely sort of constrained for the, for like 6 months I was, but you know, I did record an album. I did, you know, complete an EP at least, which I was very happy with. Thank you very much. And I'm looking forward to
SoundCloud David Turk, by the way.
Yes, yes, SoundCloud David Turk. Thank you. Yes, any listeners, it will be very much welcome. what are we waiting for? What are you waiting for? And that's the name of it. And yeah, I'm fucking up. I'm chuffed. I'm chuffed with it. I really like. I don't listen to it fucking all the time. But like when I'm sort of like noodling around on my guitar, waiting for like food to be ready or whatever the fuck, I'll sometimes like my mind will go to those songs and I'll just sort of like rattle them out. And it's nice. It's nice. It's nice. You know, it feels good. But I'm ready. I am ready to like write some more shit. Although it's not like it's not coming recently, unfortunately. But I'm ready. I'm ready for new shit to, for my brain to produce something new. You know, but yeah. What about you? Are you writing anything new? Are you doing any more like poetry writing? Anything?
Not really. I've been playing around with this simple chord progression just because I've been listening to a lot of, you know, Kings of Convenience's first album.
What's that?
You know the one? I called you to come over, and with half an hour.
Yeah.
I don't know what I can save you from. Like the first album is very basic. It's like not very layered at all. It's like like sometimes drums, like a couple guitars, and then that's bad bass. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, pretty much. But I've been coming up with this chord progression. So see what you think of this. See what you think of this.
Nice.
So that's yeah. Usually just like G, A minus 7, on kappa 1, G, A minus 7, C add 9, and then A minor, and then repeating again, but instead of A minor, D at the end.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice little simple one, but it's vocal melodies I really struggle with.
Do you like a solo over it?
Yeah, it's like... Yes, that's a little one. But again, I think with trying to link it back to the audience there. But I think with anyone who has a creative thing, especially with musicians, I do a lot of voice memos. And I go, oh, you know, this sounds all right. Let me record this so I remember it. And then I never, ever go back to it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have that as well.
I do, yeah. No, I've got quite a few. But I tend to try and go back to them when I'm out and about and I come up like with something interesting and I write something down like lyrically, you know, like poetically or whatever the fuck. I'll try and link the chords or whatever I've got in the voice memos with, see if it fits. And half the time, well, to be honest with you, half the time it doesn't. But when it does, you know, excuse me, it's a banger. It fits.
Yeah, but to be fair, I mean, I usually write in the same, like, I only write in about the same, I usually write in the same key. Like, you know, in capo one, it's usually like G or C or fucking something like that. So it's usually pretty similar, pardon me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, well, I mean, I think, should we wrap it up here?
Yeah, I think we should. Well, I mean, it's been an interesting one, full of ups and downs.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're going to call this one because I think it's been, there's not been, I don't think it's been, a mishmash. Been a bit of a single catchphrase in this one.
No. I'll come up with something, of course.
Or maybe just call it Ramadan Mubarak. I'll leave that to you.
Leave that with me.
Thank you for listening, everyone, and hopefully you won't be too long until the next time.
Yes, until next time, everyone.
Yeah.
Goodbye.